I promised Alicia I was going to be on my best behavior this morning. So I will follow all the instructions and try not to deviate at all. But it says first, welcome. And it says, introduce myself. I'm Dean Moyer, and I'm glad you're here. Whatever brought you here, whatever you're seeking, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, we're glad you came to join us this morning. If you're here for the first time, you'll find at a couple different places a brochure about our church that would provide you with some information about who and what we are as we seek to serve Christ in this area. There are a number of inserts in your bulletin that keep you informed of different things that are taking place. And the purple one, we're asking that you list your presence with us. You may also list there a prayer request if you would like to do so, and you'll hear more about them later on. And now it says, the first thing I should emphasize is the potluck dinner coming up next Sunday after the worship service. Now, by potluck, you bring something to share. You bring your table service, and there will probably an attempt be made to get that pickup band together. So you might want to come prepared for that. The second thing I need to emphasize are nuts. The nuts are here. Pecans. If you ordered some, you can get them in the back gathering room, or you can buy some if you didn't make reservations for them. But the nuts are here, and you may purchase the nuts and support one of our ministries by doing so. And now, let's see, I didn't tell you where the restrooms are. You can go down that way or out this way or out that way and follow signs, and you will find them. There are rocking chairs back there. If you would like to sit and rock, that includes those who are here with small children. But it's good to have you all here today. Have I forgotten anything, Alicia? Is it time to introduce our... I am overjoyed to welcome to our building for the first time the Dean of Hendricks Chapel, Dean Brian Conkle. And he's going to share some words with us. Alicia said he could have 2 minutes. He said it'll take only one, and I said take more. Dean Conkle, it's great to have you here this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Dean promised that he would be on his best behavior. I made no such promises. So, but when I'm given 2 minutes to speak, I take one because short speeches make for long friends. And I want to be your long friend. It's really great to be here this morning. I'm reminded that God has a really great sense of humor. I grew up in small town central Wisconsin. I was pre-law, and all of a sudden I found myself in seminary in Minnesota, and then in ministry in South America, and then in ministry in South Africa, and then back to Minnesota, and now I live in Syracuse, New York. It really is remarkable. I'm cognizant of the history between Syracuse University and this amazing congregation, to think that the cornerstones of the Hall of Languages and this particular building are obviously in close communion. I'm told that all are welcome in this place, so I'm happy that you've let a Lutheran into this place. So thank you for that hospitality. On behalf of my wife, Kristen, our children, Kaya and Toby, thank you so much for such wonderful hospitality. We are delighted to be here at Syracuse. I look forward to visiting you many, 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 many more times into the future. Thank you and God bless you.
You will find in your bulletin some information about the Advent series that is beginning very soon. If you haven't yet signed up, you can sign up on the chart that's out there in that hallway. And you can sign up to attend any of the four churches where these studies are being held this year. And it will be great to have sort of the congregations mix things up a bit. So don't think you have to sign up for University Church. There's Irwin, and there's Bellevue, and there's St. Paul's down in the valley. So make a choice, one that fits in with your schedule, and we're going to see now a brief video about that study.
Welcome. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Alicia Wood, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to each of you.
Hallelujah.
All right, Angela. So, I need this next line probably more than any of you here, so let's do this together. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Relax. But remain aware. Angels are among us today. You will be meeting them. The angels that appear in the story of Jesus' birth would have been very comfortable in our world of tweets and hashtags. Their messages were often short and to the point. Their favorite line being, hashtag, do not be afraid. As we look at their stories, we will contemplate what messages we can offer to counteract today's culture of fear and bring more joy, more hope, more peace, more love, and more Jesus to our world. We often expect you will turn off your phone in church, but during this series, we ask that you keep them handy. Take photos if you want, post on Facebook, send out messages and tweets of the things you hear and experience in worship that with this series hashtag, don't be afraid, do not be afraid, or today's hashtag, which is hashtag more joy. Every angel seems to use do not be afraid as an opening line. But perhaps no one needed to hear it more than Joseph, whose experience of Jesus' arrival is the theme of our book study that begins this week. What was happening to him was the stuff that ruins lives. As a man in that time, he had all the rights to abandon Mary and preserve his dignity when he learned of her pregnancy. The stakes were high. But the angel's message of encouragement was to see a difficult circumstance not with dread, but with joy.
Just as the angels came to reassure Joseph that he was a part of the unfolding of God's plan, we too can have confidence to let God's plan unfold for our lives. Would you please rise if you are able and join me in the call to worship, followed by the same song response, "Do Not Be Afraid," that the choir just sang. Holy, living God, blessed Jesus, guiding Spirit, alight within us your flame of joy this day. Grant us courage to be your messengers in the world, creating more joy in the midst of fear. And with the angel messengers above, among us, and within us, we sing together.
Afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid.
Please join together in singing hymn number 213, "Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates," found on the screen or in the hymnal. Lift up your heads, you mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. Fling wide the portals of your heart. Make it a temple set apart from earthly use for heaven's employ, adorned with prayer and love and joy. Redeemer, come with us abide, our hearts to you. Let us your inner presence feel, your grace and love in us reveal. Your Holy Spirit lead us on until our glorious goal is won. Eternal praise, eternal fame, be offered, Savior, to your name.
Good morning and welcome. I'm your liturgist this morning, Joyce Flynn, and I'm glad to see everyone here. I now invite you all to share the joy of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we connect with one another, joy grows. Let us now meet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump or high five, and offering more joy to each other.
I would like to invite the children to come forward. Anyone who is comfortable, please come forward, and we will sing them in, singing "Surely the Presence of the Lord."
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory in each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Can you come over that way? Well, good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good.
Can you see me, or is the light shining in my face? Today we start a special time of the year called Advent. It's a time of waiting and preparing for the coming of Jesus. Let's prepare for our time together by praying. And I'm wondering, will you do these hand signals with me? Will you do the hand signals with me as we pray? Okay, watch. You can follow me, okay? Dear Lord, our ears are open to hear the angels sing, make angels wings, flapping. Our hearts and minds are open, hearts and minds are open to the message that they bring. And then we can do this. Amen. We just prayed our ears and our hearts and minds open, but our eyes are also open, and I just spotted some evidence, and I know Eric has some evidence, that something is going on around here. It might be something to do with a Christmas story. Oh, yeah, there's feathers. Did anyone else see a feather? You did see a feather? You saw a feather? I wonder what part of the Christmas story they're from. Is it from the sheep? No. Is it from Mary or Joseph? No. You think it's from? Could from the dove. That's a very good idea. Yes. It might be from the dove, but it also might be from the angels. Yes. We read about angels throughout the Bible. Not all the angels in the Bible have wings, but there is something special they all have in common. They are messengers from God. When our hearts are open, it frees us to experience something truly wonderful. And today's message is a fun one. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. We're going to experience it first. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some feathers, and no one's going to do anything with them except for hold them in their hands. All right? Just hold them in your hands, and then I'll give you more direction. All right? Just hold them in your hand, and then we'll have another direction. I might have given you a little too many. All right, here you go. Some for you, some for you. Some for you, some for you. All right, did I miss any? Oh, yep, I missed JJ. Okay. Here you go, Olivia. Is there any big ones? Not in this bunch. Okay, so I need everyone here, JJ. Everybody stand up, please. I'm going to give you a couple more, JJ. Stand up safely, okay? All right, we're going to stand up. You ready for this? And I'm going to ask you to put these as high as you can. And on the count of three, I just want you to let them drop on you, okay? Ready? One, two, three, drop! Woo! Wow. You know, you didn't drop them, Eric. You can pick them back up, even if your white one drops. So that looked awesome. And seeing the explosion of feathers in your bright faces, the best way to describe it was just joyous. It was magical and joyous. God's message for us today is joy. And so this sign is for joy. Can you all do this with me? Joy. Joy. And so I have an idea. Let's do this again. Let's pick up our feathers. And we're going to do this one more time. And as we do it, I want you to try to do the sign, the American Sign Language sign for joy. Okay, you ready? Is everyone ready? One, two, three, release. That was fun. Oh, gosh. All right, so that was fun. Thank you for doing that with me. And remember, today's theme is more joy. So you know what else would give me joy is for you to pick up the feathers and put them all into this box. And then you can take one home or one to your pew with you, and you can sit with whoever brought you. I want to pray before you leave, though, okay? All right. As you pick up, we will pray. Thank you, God, for your message of joy. Give us wings to share your message with the whole world. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
the story of the birth of Jesus, the Anointed. It is adapted from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. It's quite a remarkable story. Mary was engaged to Joseph, the son of David. They hadn't married, and yet, sometime well before their wedding date, Mary learned that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, because he was kind and understanding and honorable, wanted to spare Mary shame. He did not wish to cause her any more embarrassment than was absolutely necessary. Now, when Joseph had decided to act on his instincts, a messenger of the Lord came to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to wed Mary and bring her into your home and family as your wife. She did not sneak off and sleep with someone else. Rather, she conceived the baby she now carries through the miraculous wonder-working of the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because this Jesus is the person who will save all of his people.
Joseph woke up from his dream and did exactly what the messenger had told him to do. He married Mary and brought her into his home as his wife.
When the baby is born, I will name him Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel, God with us.
Years and years ago, the prophet Isaiah from Israel foretold the story of Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Do you think that they were ready for this miracle?
Heart prepared? Because everything changes with the phrase, "Do not be afraid." Let's think about the text for a minute. From our scripture reading, we learn that Joseph knows that Mary is pregnant and is faced with a decision. He is wrestling with a decision to follow through on their marriage or not. If he calls it off with Mary and she has a baby or is believed to have been with a man yet unmarried, she would never have the chance to be married. No man would marry her. Matthew writes for a Jewish audience in this scripture, and this connection of Joseph being righteous and just while he wrestles with choosing compassion rather than rules is important for for Matthew's hearers, but it's also important for us today. This is sometimes described as following the heart of the law instead of the letter of the law. As Joseph considers his options, he drifts off to sleep. The messenger or angel appears and tells Joseph first, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife," and then shares the rest of the story. Mary has not been with another man, but the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Joseph chooses to listen to the angel sent by God. This short text changes everything for our world and for Joseph. I'm sure this was not an easy decision to make, but with the angel's appearance and his trust in God's message of "do not be afraid," his worry was lifted as he began a new life with a bride and a child on the way. It's been said that the opposite of joy that derives from fear is worry. Marcia McPhee states, "Worry is the illusion that we can somehow prevent tomorrow's heartache. When we live in worry, we live not in the present, but our minds keep us tending an unknown future. We often miss the joy of what is occurring right now and miss opportunities to be fully present to others with our attention and support. When we are robbed of our joy, it is difficult to create more joy in the world. When we spend time worrying about what could happen tomorrow, it takes the joy out of the present moment. What worries could we let go of so that joy could enter in?" Remember, God is with us always. Do not be afraid. Joseph listened to the messenger and waited in faith for what was yet to come. Somehow, there can be a beauty or a gift in waiting. Children wait for Christmas morning not with fear or anxiety, but in hope and joy that it will be a good Christmas morning. Children do not keep quiet about their wishes for Christmas, do they? They have a great way of voicing their desires, yet keep hope even if they know it is out of reach for their families. How do we wait for a new life we find in Christ? How do we handle the waiting that is yet to come? I cannot help but think about the fear that has been placed upon us through the chaos of politics and the 24/7 news. What if we gave up the worry, yet never stopped sharing God's desires for the world? The desires that are all wrapped up in Jesus: joy, hope, peace, and love. Could we then use our voices for God's desires in a world without worry, like the persistence of children for Christmas? Do not be afraid to use your voice. I have a friend who was at the gas station pumping gas into her car. It was cold and she would have rather been anywhere else warm. Then she noticed a young man pumping gas, happy not just happy, but joyous. She really wanted to talk to him, but thought it might be a little strange to call out to him and ask him why he was so happy. She argued within herself as to whether or not to interrupt his joy. And finally, she couldn't help herself and spoke loudly toward him. She asked him, "I couldn't help but notice you're in a good mood. What's going on in your life to make you so happy?" And he said, "I just came from worship and I am fired up for God. I am so content to know that God is with me always." Then he said, "Could you really see this in me?" And she said, "Oh yes, you look beyond happy." And she told me about this experience and said, "I want some of that. I want to know a God that makes me feel that way." And she had been away from the church for some time, and this interaction brought her back to worship and back to church, back to a community of faith. Do not be afraid to show your joy. Mother Teresa once said, "Joy is a prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls." This sounds a lot like the young man at the gas station. What if we let go of our fear? What if we decided to spread joy, the joy of Jesus Christ, with our world? I know not everyone has the DNA to stand at a gas station and sing while pumping gas, but we do all have the DNA to express and share joy in our own way. And guess what? People notice. The singer and songwriter Will.i.am said, "If you are a chef, no matter how good a chef you are, it's not good cooking for yourself. The joy is in cooking for others." It's the same with music. And I'd argue, it's the same with God's love. God's love and joy that comes with it is not kept just for ourselves. It is to be spread outwardly so that others may know angels among us, reassuring us, "Do not be afraid." How will we listen to the angel, trust and let go of the worry to experience true joy? Who have been angels among us in our day that changed the course of our lives or human history for the better? And how will you be someone else's angel saying, "Do not be afraid. Let go of your worry. Live in this moment of joy." Amen.
And now, if you would like your prayer read as part of the worship service, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. I do believe there are angels among us. We can be messengers of more joy, flying in the face of fear. For God, Emmanuel, is truly with us. As we pass in our prayers, let us settle our hearts and minds. The choir will be singing our call to prayer today. This is a refrain that we will be singing throughout this worship series. Next week, we will invite you to join in. You may have heard it on the radio. now let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of life, for the gift of your Son, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lead us through the trials, the suffering and sorrow, the challenges and struggles, the tired times and dark places. Be with those who weep or cannot sleep, who have no peace, who seek release. Lead us with grace, with love, with peace. Fill us with hope, with patience, with stamina, and with joy. Transform us in your image, in your Son, in your name. Transform us to grow, to understand, to see. Transform us that we can be made whole. And in wholeness, may we be the hands and heart of Christ. Amen. And now please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We believe there are angels among us, called within us, not just from above. You give us joy enough in these times of trial. You show us how to live. You teach us how to give. You call us to be light and love. As we now enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please pass your attendance slips and take your attendance slips and put them in the plate if you have not already passed them forward for prayer slips. Give them to our ushers as they come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We're grateful that you're here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving in a variety of ways here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. The Spirit messengers are surely among us. Give us eyes to see and courage to listen. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. God of joy and possibility, we offer these gifts so that they may be transformed into your good news for the sake of the world. Amen. When this Christmas song comes across your path this week, as it most probably will, stop for a moment and remember the reason for the season. We can know joy right now, even in the midst of fear, for God desires so much to be with and for humanity that God sent Jesus, Emmanuel, and this Spirit continues with us always and forevermore. Please remain standing and join me in singing Joy to the World, number 246 in your pew hymnal and as displayed on the screen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the throng. He comes to make His blessing flow, and as the curse is bound, far as the curse is bound, far as the curse is bound. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes a nation the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
Please be seated. Every week I will give you a mission during Advent, should you choose to accept it. It is a mission with a message. This week's quote meme is from Leo Bascaglia. Worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It only saps today of its joy. So I'm inviting you to be hashtaggers and posters of joy. To Facebook, you can tweet it, Instagram, Snapchat, our quote meme for the week, and hashtag it, More Joy. The meme is posted on all our social media today. Well, it will after worship, because I have to do that. If this all sounds like Greek to you, and you are not into social media, I invite you to take the insert in your bulletin and send it to someone. Give it to someone. Take a photo of it and send it in a message. Whatever you can do, in whatever channels you have of communication, send it out. Let us turn toward the candle of joy. Oops, it left on accident. Our candle of joy, let's turn up here, in the center of the sanctuary, and sing to one another the message we must take to the world.
Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid.
not be afraid.